Good morning.
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 Good morning.
You're in for a great treat right now.
Wake up, Singapore. The golden mic is on.
We the people are ready for this.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman on 91.3 1FM.
Good morning, Singapore. I'm thinking McGriddles. McGriddles for everyone this morning.
Glenn's buying.
Yay. You know how many McGriddles I had at McDonald's Ang Mo Kio Park during the screening?
Okay, go on.
Two.
Well, that's
very filling, though.
They are, because they're such an amazing meal.
But I tell you, have them hot.
Oh,
delicious.
Okay.
Delicious.
Okay.
Let's talk World Cup. Just for a little bit.
Yes. Okay.
I slept really early yesterday.
Ah.
Before midnight.
Oh my.
In fact, 11 p.m. I slept.
Wow.
Because the matches just bored me to death yesterday. Uruguay played Russia.
They
outplayed Russia.
Completely.
And then the other matches, of course, I didn't catch the later matches
at
2 a.m.
Yeah.
Because yesterday there were two matches that were being played at 10.
Yeah.
And then two matches were played at 2 a.m.
That's right. Yeah.
So the other match that was being played at 10 p.m. was Saudi Arabia versus Egypt.
Yeah.
Right? Egypt took the lead.
Yeah.
Saudi missed the penalty.
Yeah.
Right? But the final score was Saudi Arabia 2, Egypt 1.
Yeah, I know.
And Mo Salah was playing for Egypt once again.
Yeah, and Mo's already said, look, I'm not going to play for my country. That's what he is saying now.
What do you mean?
He doesn't want to play for Egypt anymore. He said, this is it. He says, no, I'm sorry. This is not the team I want to play
for. What kind of star attitude is that?
Exactly. It's a little worrying. But to me, the greatest thing of that game was, as we heard in the news, the Egyptian goalkeeper, 45 years, 161 days. Oldest player ever to play in a World Cup.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And I'm also happy for Saudi Arabia because those were the first two goals they've ever scored in a World Cup.
Yeah, so really good for them. Really, really good
Excellent.
For them. It was great news. Great
and
news.
Come on, give Cristiano Ronaldo a big round of applause for missing a penalty.
Yeah. Boy, now we have two beauty queens.
Exactly. Let's pass both Messi and Ronaldo their sashes.
Absolutely.
With the words, miss.
Penalty.
All right, let's kick things off right now with the Cranberries. Here's Linger on 1FM 91.3. Good morning, Andre. Good morning, Sean.
Morning.
91.3 1FM. Real music, real hits.
Cause gives a person strength.
I want to say something, but I like my passport, so I won't.
Flying Dutchman.
91.3. 1FM. 1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Now, this life hack today is probably more for ladies than it is for men. Ladies, you tend to lose those little things around the house. The backs of your ear studs. Sometimes they come off, they drop on the
floor.
They're
so tiny.
You can't find them, right? Little things that you lose. Vacuum your home. But I'm not saying vacuum and let it go into a dust bag or into a bucket of water or whatever your vacuum cleaner uses. It's very simple. Take a stocking, put it over the head of your vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Then vacuum the area.
Ah.
Because the item will stick against the stocking.
It acts as a filter.
It acts as a filter and you will find whatever you've lost.
That's great.
It is a simple idea. It ruins a stocking, but you'll never lose those small little items that you drop on the floor ever again.
That's a great tip.
Great tip. So just use that stocking over your vacuum cleaner if you've lost something small at home.
91.3 1FM. Real music, real hits.
1FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
I think we've all heard of the expression, Glenn. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'll do anything for a buck.
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's a couple that did just about anything for a buck. Tito and Amanda Watts. They have been arrested for selling gold tickets.
Gold tickets.
Gold tickets. $99.99 per ticket.
Okay.
And these tickets guarantee you entrance to heaven.
So these gold tickets, as in the golden tickets in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Are slightly heavier than that because those are tiny little thin things. These tickets are really quite something because they guarantee you entrance to heaven. On the ticket, it is written, ticket to heaven - admit one. Now, they have been arrested for selling tickets to heaven, not the act of selling a ticket to heaven. They were selling gold tickets to heaven. they have been arrested because these gold tickets were actually blocks of wood painted gold. So they were misrepresenting gold. That's what they were arrested for. Not for selling tickets to heaven. They were said it was the fact that these tickets were not gold. That's what they were arrested for. Can you believe the law? How ridiculous is that? And apparently a whole stack of people bought these tickets. $99.99. I tell you, if they were real, I'd pay that and make my life a whole lot easier. $99 and you're in heaven. That's a good deal.
91.3 1FM. Real music, real hits.
1FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. So the World Cup is in full swing.
Yep.
And here's a McDonald's update.
Now, we've got a few very, very interesting matches happening today.
At 10 p.m., France take on Denmark and Australia take on Peru.
Now, that's going to be really interesting, those two games.
That's right. France are through already.
Yes.
And so it is pretty open now. Denmark, Australia, and Peru vying for second place.
Yep.
Now, in order for Australia to even have a chance, they have to thrash Peru.
But they haven't scored any goals in free play. Everything's been off penalties and set pieces, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's true, but I would not write off Australia.
Okay, be quite interesting to see
how
that
turns out. If
they
really want something, they'll go all out.
They have to now.
They're fighters.
Yeah.
Peru, of course, are out already.
Yeah.
The table as it stands right now, France is on 6 points, followed by Denmark with 4. Mm. Australia has 1 and Peru has 0. So you see, if Australia thrashes Peru and Denmark goes down to France, then Australia go through.
They go
on
through.
Goal difference.
That is true. That is true.
So go Australia! Aussie, 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 Aussie!
Let's see how the Socceroos do.
And of course, at 2 a.m., Iceland take on Croatia. Nigeria take on Argentina. The table over there, Croatia with 6 points. They are through. Nigeria in second place on 3 points. Argentina and Iceland on 1 point.
Nice stuff.
Now, they have to win. Argentina as well as Iceland. They just have to win. In fact, Nigeria has to win as well.
And also by a decent margin. So it's going to be quite interesting. So great matches up. And remember, McDonald's as the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2018. There are selected World Cup matches that will be screened live at 22 restaurants across Singapore. If you want to find out where, go to mcdonalds.com.sg.
91.3 1FM. Real music, real hits.
1FM's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Everything Singapore.
Good morning, Singapore. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman with our crew, Andre, as well as Sean. At this point in time, we just want to say a big thank you to all taxi drivers, everyone who's listening to us right now, the Grab drivers, a Grab driver in particular, Retanam Ulagapan.
Ah, yes.
Good morning to you. We hear you're a big fan of the show.
Yes, and it's lovely because, you know, he recognizes you as Glenn Ong, myself as the Flying Dutchman, Andre, and our producer, Sean T, is now a lady.
What do you mean?
His name is Shanti.
According
to him.
According to Retanam.
Yeah, because we say it so fast, Sean T,
yeah.
He has picked it up as Shanti. So just to let you know, dude, it's actually Sean T.
As long as you know he's a guy.
Yeah.
As long as Sean's a guy.
Sean's a guy.
You can call me anything you want.
Well, thank you so much. The whole island is tuned in to us right now. Thank you very much for your support. All right. As you all know, I've gotten a new place.
Yes.
And so I'm starting to buy my home appliances and all that.
Ah.
Okay, so the most important thing to me is my television set.
Of course.
For the living room.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I need you guys to help me out here.
All right.
Currently, my TV is a 55-inch TV.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
At my current place.
Current place, yes.
So I'm just wondering, because I have more space now, I have a greater distance from my sofa to the wall.
Okay.
All right. Should I just use my 55-inch TV, or should I upgrade it to a 65 or a 75?
Wow.
Or an 82?
A what?
Yeah.
80, 80, whoa, 82?
How? What should I do? 55, 65, 75, or 82.
I didn't even know they had 82-inch TVs.
They do.
82-inch TVs is bigger than any wall in my house.
They do. I'll tell you the brand first and foremost that I'm going with.
Oh.
I'm going with Samsung.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So 55, 65, 75, or 82.
You know,
these are my options.
Wow, okay. I'm thinking if you're going to do it, then you go whole hog, don't you?
82.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it.
Okay, so FD says 82. Sean, what do you think?
I think your TV should match your personality, so 100. Is there such a thing?
There is. There is. But I can't afford a 100-inch TV.
I'm sure you can.
No.
Hang on. No, okay, no. Let's see what Andre has to say, and then
Andre,
I've got an idea.
55 is out. It's way too small.
Okay. So you know what I'll do is my 55-inch TV, I will take that 55-inch TV and I'll put it in my bedroom.
Right.
Because I need a TV for my bedroom.
On the ceiling.
You know the other thing you can do? Projection TV, Glenn.
No. I don't like that.
You don't like projection TV?
Okay. Not sharp enough.
Okay. You know? Cool.
Yes,
okay.
Andre.
I'm saying minimum, you're 82.
82?
82. That's it, right? Man. It's 82 inches.
Oh my God.
400.
There I actually booked a 75, actually.
I just want to say, okay, maybe 75.
No, but you know, Andre, you and I agree it's 82. You're worried about having already booked a 75.
No, I'm worried about having the neighbors come over thinking it's the new Golden Village Theatre here.
No, but you see, this is the beauty. This is the beauty. They won't actually have to come into your house. It'll be so big they can watch it from outside.
You're absolutely right. You know, the 82-inch TV is huge. It's really, really huge.
And you need one of those wall brackets that help you swivel the TV left and right so you can watch it from anywhere.
No, the bigger it is, the harder it is for that swivel.
Is that right?
Yes. So it's got to be fixed. 82.
I'm thinking 82. And when people gather outside just beyond your porch, you charge for drinks. That's it, man. You make some money out of this thing.
My ID, she's already told me that 82 is possible, but it'll be huge.
82.
I think minimum 75.
Which is why I said 75.
75.
Okay, 75. Okay, I need to consider.
I'm saying 82.
Now he's tempting me.
But have you bought a sound bar for it yet?
Oh, everything is Sonos.
Oh, you bought a sound.
The whole house has been fixed up with Sonos.
You're like my brother, one of those crazy guys. He's got Sonos in his toilet.
Well, you need vibration everywhere you go.
Okay, anyway. I'm still thinking about it. 75 or 82. Anyway, we're leaving our phone lines open.
Yeah.
We leave it open all the time.
Yeah.
If you want to advise me,
yeah,
you can give us a call as well. 6691-1913. Meantime, here's Madonna with Like a Prayer on 1FM 91.3.
91.3 1FM. Real music, real hits.
1FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. So here's the latest revelation about Michael Jackson. In fact, it was revealed by his personal photographer.
Okay.
He claims that the late singer was gender fluid.
Gender fluid?
Gender fluid.
That's interesting.
For those of you who don't know what gender fluid means, when we're talking about people, we're talking about these guys who do not fit the male or female gender binary. They're called gender fluid people.
Yeah. Wow. That is so interesting.
Does that surprise you?
Oddly, and it's interesting that it has come out in public. Does it surprise me? No.
But this is different from being bisexual.
Yes, it's different from being bisexual, yes.
Okay, I'm confused. No.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Very interesting.
Gender fluid.
Other Michael Jackson news, Broadway. Michael Jackson is heading to Broadway. They are planning...
How can he head to Broadway when he's dead?
No, they're planning a musical based on his life.
I see.
Which is going to be quite interesting. And it's going to be penned by a leading US playwright. It is being co-produced by his estate. His estate is actually co-producing this whole Broadway musical that's going to hit. I don't know how it's going to work, because if you want to do a Michael Jackson musical, you're obviously going to have to feature his music.
Okay.
The musical will have to be 6 hours long, because this man's got so much music, right? You have to start from the days of the Jackson 5.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just deal with his solo career,
right?
Because the Jackson 5 was his foundation. So the question then is, Glenn,
yes,
what song do you think has to be included in this musical?
Beat It.
Beat It?
Okay. Thriller.
Okay. Mm. These are
Billie Jean.
Okay. What about his earlier work? Wanna Be Starting Something? Stuff like that.
Ben.
That's all still very, very important stuff.
ABC.
Yeah.
No, that's
the Jackson 5. But that's his foundation. You have to have that in the movie.
Right.
So it's going to be quite interesting.
I think it's got to be... It needs to be well produced.
Oh, very well produced.
Because this has the potential to be one of the greatest musicals of all time.
Yes.
But it also has the potential to go down in flames.
Yes, yes. If it's not done right. Because he had collaborations as well, mm-hmm. which are going to have to feature, which are not going to be easy to do either. So it's going to be quite interesting to see. But we're going to open our phone lines. As Glenn has said, our phone lines are open, 669-11913. Or you can go to our Facebook page. What songs do you feel have got to be in Michael Jackson, the musical? Give us a buzz right now.
91.3 1FM. Real music, real hits.
1FM, good morning.
Hello, good morning, guys.
Hi, good morning.
What can we do for you?
TV.
TV, okay. So what's your recommendation?
My recommendation is Glenn, read a book.
Read a book?
Yeah. Hey, you know, these days, reading books are very uncomfortable for me. Because, you know, everything is a blur. You know, even though I have my progressive lenses and all that. And you know what? Actually, I blame all the books that I've read over the years for my eyesight right now. No. So, you know what I've done? I subscribe to audiobooks now.
Audiobooks, yeah.
I subscribe to audiobooks. Good.
Yeah. Get more information there with TV. No, now. It's a thing of the past.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to have a TV at home.
How is he going to Netflix without a TV, man?
Get a device that you can have your audiobooks and your TV at the same time.
Okay.
That would be more smart TVs, actually, right now.
Actually.
Right?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So
your advice is forget TV, don't watch TV, TV is bad for you.
They don't call it the idiot box for nothing.
No wonder Channel 5 is suffering.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Andre, don't say that.
Hey!
91.3 1FM. Real music, real hits.
1FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good morning. So, thank you for having us on. I was doing some reading yesterday and I came across an article about Meghan Markle.
Jolly good.
The Duchess of Sussex, the old girl. And she is taking over some responsibilities from the Queen.
Oh.
They have a youth program. The Queen runs a youth program where every year she meets some of the most... how do I say it? The most forward-thinking youth from the Commonwealth.
Okay.
Youth who have made a difference in their own countries. And she welcomes them to Buckingham Palace.
That's
and
nice.
She does an audience with them. But as she gets older, she's cutting back on the things that she does. And she has appointed Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, to be the person to head the youth program now.
Perfect.
I think because of her Suits, her whole actress background, it's going to be great for the youth.
Kids don't watch Suits.
No, but being an actress, it's going to be great for them. They're just going to look at her as an actress. Also in the article, I discovered there are certain likes and dislikes in the royal family.
Oh.
Did you know that when in public or on tour... No member of the royal family can eat anything that contains garlic.
For practical reasons.
For practical reasons. Or too many onions.
Okay.
Also, for practical reasons.
Not like me yesterday, kimchi, and then we went for a meeting.
Yeah, not clever.
With some clients. Yeah.
The other thing that is banned from the royal menus when they travel, shellfish.
Just in case they come down with an allergy?
Yes. Or food poisoning. So three things that you will never do. As she is told, because Meghan loves her garlic food, so she's been told, when you're in private, you can cook as much garlic food as you want. Mm-hmm. But when you're in public, you will not partake of garlic.
Oh, come on. Let her eat her garlic.
I don't know. You know, Meghan Markle, Duchess of Sussex, opens her mouth and goes, hello, and six people faint in front of her. Not exactly what you
want. As long as Prince Harry still feels like sucking on her face, why not? What?
You know, the whole thing, I visualize Harry sucking on Meghan's face.
91.3 1 FM. Real music, real hits.
1 FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
And it's time for
1 FM.
Hashtag.
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 Hashtag. Hashtag.
I wanna see your war face.
Time for hashtag wars.
Boom! Producer Shanti, what's today's hashtag?
So today's hashtag is unlikely Disney movies.
Ooh.
For example, you guys know Lady and the Tramp?
Yes.
How about Lady and the Trump? So something like that, yeah.
Okay. All right, Ken, we got the idea. Andre.
Okay, everybody loves Finding Dory.
Yes.
Right? So my unlikely version, Frying Dory.
Ooh. Make sure you got the blood ton.
Yummy.
The blood ton, man. Sean.
So cruel.
And the Lady and the Trump, you didn't say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all right.
Only
that's
because I thought Lady and the Tramp sounded worse.
That's true too. You guys know 101 Dalmatians?
Yes.
101 Dominatrix?
Ooh.
Okay, that's definitely a no-no Disney movie.
I don't know. I can see these things happen. Like Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
Alice with Whips and Chains? Hey, it can happen. It can happen.
Okay, my
what
turn.
What about yours?
Three men and a baby. Remember
yes.
that one?
Yes.
How about this? Three men and a lady boy. And that would do it for Hashtag Wars.